You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon, and today I happen to have some very, very special guests. Today we have two of our aesthetic medical team on board to talk about the evolving world of aesthetics and how that we can all learn to age gracefully. We have Angela Cyrus Fowler here that's been our lead esthetician at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery for quite some time. And we have Jacqueline Lousy here, who is not only our wonderful esthetician, but she is now taking on the role of our CoolSculpt technician. So I think we have a lot of things to talk about. And I want to start it off by saying two really important things. The first thing is the estheticians have known about this for a very long time. I think dental people have known about what I'm about to say for a very long time. And that is, you can't just go to the doctor or to the dentist or to the esthetician and get one-time chemical peel or a one-time skincare product and think you've done something for the rest of your life. Unfortunately, the medical world is late catching up on that. And even from your general practitioners and internists, they kind of give you a medicine to treat your ailment, but they never really started off trying to prevent you from getting the ailment to begin with. And they, a lot of times, didn't stay up on you, making sure that you were eating properly and dieting the right way and exercising. And I think what we're starting to learn, especially now in this COVID-19 environment, is that trying to stay as healthy as possible is most likely the best way to not only combat this current pandemic, but what could be other pandemics in the future, trying to be as healthy and stay as, I would say, basically aging as gracefully as possible is probably the best method of moving forward. And we know when we go to the dentist, you don't just brush your teeth once. You and then to go see them in 6 months and then they can clean your teeth and then you can go back again. You're doing something every morning and every night. You're using mouthwash. You're using dental floss. Similarly, in the world of aesthetics, in the world of skincare, in the world of just looking as young as you can, there are a lot of things that we know now with a lot of wonderful research and literature that you can do to yourselves on an ongoing basis. With the help, again, of our wonderful estheticians, we're going to learn about all the different things that you can do. But even with some of the treatments that we do that are energy-based treatments that we're going to get into, a lot of these things aren't just a one and done. It's something where you can keep up on it so that you can continue to modify your look and keep up on your looks over the course of time. So with that said, I want to introduce both Angela and Jacqueline to everyone. And hi, how are you guys doing?
Fine. How's everyone?
Hi, everyone.
That's both of them talking up a storm here. So here we go. So let me pose a couple of quick questions. So the first thing that I really want to throw out there is, Angela, when you're talking with clients and seeing patients and you're trying to relate to them the importance of an ongoing treatment regimen, not just skincare, but let's say if we're doing any radio frequency type treatments, and you can elaborate on some of these treatments, how do you set it up so that they understand that it's more about the ongoing maintenance of these things that's going to keep them looking the way they want, and it's not just going to be a one-time procedure?
For example, the first thing that I like to do is establish and make sure that we're on the same page. What are the skincare goals? What are their expectations? And then once we both understand that, then I create like a development plan, a blueprint, if you will, and how we can reach those goals. And as you mentioned earlier, it is not a one and done. It does require maintenance. I also convey the importance of skincare, home care at home, collaborating with the skin service, Depix, and you will receive rewarding outcome. With many of our services that we have to offer in the skin spa, it is a series. And when someone is disciplined and when they're dedicated to that series, to that blueprint, they are going to receive rewarding outcome. And we are going to get to the same place at the same time, but it does require, you know, the client on their end doing their part, as well as me giving the service and doing my part.
I think that's really, really important for everyone to know. That's all of you out there listening. I think that's key identity type things for all of you to realize, that there really is a component of this that's going to need your help as well. It's almost like we're on a team. Jacqueline, tell me some of the innovative procedures that we're doing in the skin spa at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery.
There's so many different platforms which we can tailor and tweak per client and customize, starting with just the skincare products. What skincare products are they using at home? In regards to getting the skin at a healthy level, we can bring them in and then start a customized peel regimen and program. We also have radio frequency. Radio frequency is going to tighten and tone the skin. Typically, it's done in a series. Everybody's so different for their skin. So everybody's going to have different number of treatments that they need to receive. We also have lasers. Different types of lasers are going to help for skin texture, tone, browns, tighten the skin, will help shrink the pores. So it's definitely going to be more of a customized treatment. We also, in regards to melting fat, freezing fat, we also have cool sculpting. So that's for the stubborn areas in which, you know, you can't get with exercise. So we have many different variety of treatments we can offer you. But I definitely suggest the consultation first, because everybody's so different.
I think that's a very, very important point. And one of the other things that I think we were talking about even before the podcast was the idea that, you know, Angela, we were saying this the other day, if you go to the gym and you get a personal trainer, they basically, you know, can set you on your way, but to really see results, you almost need to like have an ongoing regimen and almost have somebody there that you're going to be responsible to, so that you could show them, even if they gave you a home care regimen or a home fitness workout, it is great to have somebody that you can bounce it off of, make sure your form is good. And you know that just going to that gym once for that one meeting, that's not going to make it so that you're done forever. You're going to have to continue to keep up on that, right?
That is true. It's almost like when you visit the skin spa, it's like the skin gym. And we are the skin trainers to get them on their own individual protocol.
Absolutely.
I like that. That's the way to think about it. And, you know, the other thing that I think is really, really important that I think Jacqueline mentioned was like, so many patients come in and they really don't like the texture of their skin. It could be like a very large pores. It could be a ruddy type of complexion. And we just know from years of doing this that magically, that type of a complexion or those large pores aren't just going to go away with any one treatment. The best way to keep up and make sure that your pores always look as shrunken down as possible, make sure that that ruddy, potential rosacea-ish pattern is held in check, is by keeping up on skincare regimens, doing things at home, and also coming in and having some treatments done to it. And I think that ongoing type of thinking is what ends up making your skin, or if you know someone that just has this most unbelievable complexion, there's a very good chance that they're doing a lot of things to just keep up on that. It may not be something that has to be done so incredibly invasive. It could just be something that's rather easy to do, but it's on an ongoing basis. And I think part of what this podcast was really focused on was to try to talk more about how in the new age of cosmetic procedures, it's more about minimally invasive, really almost no downtime, but a repetitiveness of those programs so that you constantly look amazing without ever having to sacrifice weeks of recovery. Anything special that you want to mention to that, Jacqueline?
I do. I would like to add, it's about consistency.
Yeah.
You can go to the gym, gain some muscle, but it's not going to happen overnight, I tell my clients. You have to be consistent with, you know, your skin health, with your diet and exercise. There's so many components that can go into that. So consistency is the key.
That's really true. And again, the most quickly rising cosmetic procedures that are out there are procedures that actually have minimal downtime, have wonderful results, but that a way of thinking about things is what we've been talking about for a long time in plastic surgery. Years ago, and again, we still have these tools for certain people that want it like this, but we have, let's say, lasers that will keep you red and out of commission, possibly for a week or longer. And then we have other lasers that maybe will just make you red for the first day or so. And believe it or not, if you do that same one repetitively over the course of 3 or 4 weeks, at the end of 6 months, you'll probably reach the same endpoint. So some people may want to have like 1 week of complete downtime. Other people may just want to say, no, I don't want to have anybody know I did anything. Can we still reach the same endpoint? And I think nowadays, with all the newer technologies, that's becoming more and more what people want to ask about. Angela, when we're seeing patients that have stretch marks on their abdomen or some skin that's loose, aside from doing, let's say, something that I would do, like a tummy tuck, are there things that you have back there that you like to demonstrate on patients?
Sure, absolutely. I do have a few options. For the lax skin, we have the radio frequency platform. In addition to that, for more of the stretch marks, it's like the therapy of parlaying the radio frequency with microneedling. And right. With those two dual components, you're able to really help the stretched skin and the texture of a stretch mark.
And we know that keeping up on that is really what's going to make the results look the best at the end of the day.
Yes. In addition to home care, we have products that are going to enhance the lax skin for the body parts, along with the texture of the skin for the body.
Right. And Jacqueline, I really want to talk a lot about Cool Sculpting, because the way we've started to do more and more of the Cool Sculpting consultations and the overall concept about what we're trying to do with it. I like the way you said it in the beginning, where we have things that can heat up and, you know, make fat go away because we've heated it. And now with Cool Sculpting, we can freeze it and make it go away. But one of the things that you and I were talking about, Jacqueline, is the idea that you guys out there that may want to have an area treated, let's say your lower abdomen has always been the area that's always bothered you so much, maybe after pregnancies, you've always hated that little pouch that you may have developed. Well, you can come in, get Cool Sculpted by Jacqueline, and see that pouch go completely away. Let's say in 6 months or a year from now, you go, you know what? Those love handles that I've had for a long time, I hate those too. I'm going to go back and get that. So this Cool Sculpting thing, and I want you to just elaborate a little bit on that, doesn't necessarily, again, have to be something that you do to like almost binge watching a Netflix show. It doesn't have to be like that. You could, if you wanted to, do like a Netflix binge where you watch the entire series at one sitting, but a lot of patients now are starting to realize, hey, I could do my Cool Sculpting of my arms. And once that's taken care of, I can go back to the gym, do everything I'm doing, and then maybe hit another body part down the road.
You know, it's so funny that you say that, because I can speak from my own personal experience of getting the Cool Sculpting on my stomach. Once that's flat, I started noticing my flanks needed a little bit of help. With diet and exercise, I mean, there's nothing that I can help with my flanks. So Cool Sculpting is where I'm going to direct it. It's funny because you look in the mirror and you say, then you start pointing out little other areas, not being vain, but other areas that are, you know, once one area is almost perfect, the other area is bothering you and it's an eyesore.
And, you know, again, just getting back to the idea of why I kind of like this Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery place that we all work in. I'll tell you, one of the reasons why I love it here is that we do have something for everyone. So the person that comes in and goes, oh, absolutely, I want to binge watch this entire series tonight. We've got that. So somebody that comes in and goes, I hate these love handles. I want them all to be gone now. We can liposuck it. And that's fine. We can take care of that. Somebody that says, I just don't like the way some of the laxity of skin is around my face. Fine. We could do a facelift. But we also have that patient that maybe wants to savor things a little bit more. And instead of watching that entire Netflix, you know, episodes from 1 to 26, they decide, you know what, I'm going to watch one or two tonight. I'll come back next week and kind of savor it a little bit. And I think for that patient, we also have procedures that we can do some radio frequency type things to the skin to make the skin start to get shrunken. We can do some sort of microneedling with a little bit of PRP to start to watch the skin get a little bit more rejuvenated and enhanced. So there are so many different aspects that you can really almost think through with whomever you're coming to visit here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. Angela, when we're finishing up here with our podcast, any last little words of wisdom?
I would like to add one of the common things that I hear from a lot of my clients is that once you treat, let's say, a family member and then a friend or a family member within that household notices the difference with that person's body or skin, that is the best billboard and testimony for the skin spa. And before you know it, you're treating the mother, you're treating the husband, you're treating the son, and it becomes like a family affair. And here at the skin spa, we pride ourselves in treating the entire family affair, in treating the multi-generations of one family. And also we pride ourselves in educating the family, not only with just the treatments we have to avail ourselves to, but also the importance of skin, healthy skin, and skincare ingredients. And I pride myself in making sure that when they leave the skin spa, they're leaving with information that they did not walk in with.
Right.
And it's, we really want to drive that home.
And you know, Angela, I think that's really, you're right. That's really one of the great things about, I think, even coming to Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery in general, is that we really do have the capability of doing almost anything. And I think coming in and being able to get educated on what fits your lifestyle, what fits, you know, your world, is exactly what we try to do, so we can almost hand tailor whatever needs that you may have so that it's something that you're really pleased with and you're educated about it, so you know why you've chosen that track or that path. Jacqueline, anything special to tie everything up at the end?
I would like to say that we definitely customize a beauty plan for each individual. It's not for one specific skin type or person. Everybody's so different. So at the skin spa, we really like to educate and take time to know our clients and their lifestyles, to see what type of treatment would be best fit for them.
That's really wonderful. I'm so excited to talk with both of you about this. And I'm sure everybody out there listening hopefully enjoyed this as well. I think we need to do multiple ones of these. And I think going forward, I think the next ones we'll do will be a little bit more specific about each individual type of treatment. So maybe over the course of the next few weeks, we'll get some more podcasts together about just, let's say, some radio frequency type things and talk about that, and then get into some other body treatments or face treatments. Thank you all for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I hope that you've enjoyed today's beautiful Aging Gracefully session. Talk with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.